Have you ever felt that Sunday evening dread creeping in, knowing another work week awaits? That familiar knot in your stomach might not be about your job itself, but about how your natural talents align with your daily tasks. Patrick Lencioni's Working Genius Framework reveals why some work energizes us while other responsibilities leave us completely drained. This isn't just another personality assessment. It's a revolutionary way to understand why we thrive in certain roles and struggle in others. The framework has transformed Fortune 500 companies, improved countless careers, and even strengthened marriages by identifying six distinct types of work-related genius we all possess in different measures. When we operate within our natural talents, work becomes energizing rather than exhausting, turning those Sunday blues into Monday anticipation. At the heart of this model are six distinct types of work essential for any project's success. Wonder is the genius of questioning and identifying problems or opportunities. People with this genius naturally ask, "Is there a better way?" Invention involves generating creative solutions and new approaches. Discernment provides intuitive judgment about ideas without requiring extensive data. Galvanizing means rallying people around ideas and creating momentum. Enablement involves providing timely support to others, often anticipating needs. Tenacity drives projects across the finish line despite obstacles. Everyone has two areas of working genius that energize them, two areas of working competency they can perform adequately but find draining, and two areas of working frustration that deplete their energy. Understanding this personal distribution explains why you might excel effortlessly in certain responsibilities while struggling with others. It's not about skill or intelligence, it's about your natural wiring and where your energy flows. The six geniuses naturally organize into three distinct phases that every successful project must navigate. The ideation phase, wonder and invention, explores possibilities and shapes new ideas. The activation phase, discernment and galvanizing, evaluates ideas and rallies people around worthy solutions. The implementation phase, enablement and tenacity, handles execution and completion. Most teams fail by attempting to jump directly from ideation to implementation, skipping the crucial activation phase. This creates a destructive cycle where creatives become frustrated when their concepts aren't properly executed, while implementers feel overwhelmed by impractical ideas. Consider your workplace. How often do exciting brainstorming sessions fail to produce results? Or how frequently do implementation teams complain about unrealistic expectations? This gap isn't merely about communication. It's about missing an entire phase of work that requires specific genius types. When teams implement the working genius model, the results can be immediate and profound. Creating a visual team map showing everyone's geniuses, competencies, and frustrations reveals critical gaps and overlaps. Perhaps your team has multiple invention geniuses but lacks tenacity, explaining why brilliant ideas rarely reach completion. Or maybe you're overloaded with implementation types but lack wonder, causing your team to execute efficiently but miss innovation opportunities. By repositioning team members to leverage their natural talents and redistributing work accordingly, both productivity and morale improve. Rather than forcing people to struggle in areas of weakness, teams can pair members with complementary geniuses. The marketing specialist with invention genius might partner with the project manager whose tenacity genius ensures deadlines are met. The executive with wonder genius, who questions strategy, works alongside the operations manager whose enablement genius provides practical support. This approach transforms how meetings are structured, projects staffed, and performance evaluated. Teams recognize and leverage their collective genius profile, ensuring each phase of work has appropriate coverage from people naturally wired to excel in those areas. The working genius model extends beyond professional settings into family dynamics, community involvement, and personal relationships. Consider a household where neither partner has tenacity as a genius. This might explain challenges with bill payments or project completion. Rather than blaming each other, couples can acknowledge their shared gap and find solutions by outsourcing tasks or developing compensatory systems. In community organizations, understanding working genius types can revitalize struggling initiatives. A church festival committee might have plenty of invention genius for creative ideas, but lack galvanizing genius to build momentum. A neighborhood association might possess wonder genius for questioning projects, but insufficient tenacity to complete them. The model proves valuable in understanding family dynamics, too. A child's constant questioning might reflect wonder genius rather than defiance. A teenager's ability to mediate conflicts could indicate enablement genius. By recognizing these natural tendencies, families can adjust responsibilities and expectations, reducing tension while leveraging each person's strengths. The working genius model delivers profound psychological relief by reducing unnecessary guilt and self-judgment. Many people feel inadequate when struggling with work misaligned with their natural strengths. Without understanding their innate talents, they blame themselves, attributing difficulties to insufficient effort, intelligence, or discipline, leading to destructive guilt and eventual burnout. We also tend to judge colleagues harshly, assuming they don't care or lack competence when their work simply doesn't match their talents. The solution is understanding ourselves and others, replacing judgment with empathy, and creating environments where different types of genius can flourish. This insight transforms our view of burnout. It stems more from the type of work than volume. People can work long hours in areas aligned with their genius without burning out, while quickly depleting energy doing work that contradicts their natural wiring. This understanding creates more compassionate workplaces and relationships. Rather than forcing everyone into the same productivity model, we can recognize different pathways to contribution. The quiet team member in brainstorming sessions might be a tenacity genius who excels during implementation. The colleague asking challenging questions isn't being difficult. They're exercising their wonder genius that prevents costly mistakes. The working genius model offers a revolutionary approach to understanding ourselves and others. By identifying our natural talents and organizing our lives accordingly, we can dramatically improve both productivity and fulfillment. This isn't about avoiding difficult work. It's about recognizing where our energy naturally flows and where it quickly depletes. When we align our responsibilities with our genius areas, work becomes energizing rather than exhausting. The Sunday blues disappear as we spend more time in activities that bring us joy. Teams function more smoothly as members compensate for each other's limitations and celebrate their diverse contributions. The journey toward working genius begins with self-awareness, recognizing your areas of natural strength and limitation without judgment. From there, you can make intentional choices about how you spend your energy, who you collaborate with, and which responsibilities you embrace or delegate. In a world obsessed with well-roundedness, the working genius model offers a refreshing alternative, the freedom to be brilliantly lopsided, contributing your unique gifts while partnering with others who complement your limitations. This isn't just about productivity, it's about human dignity and the profound joy that comes from working in alignment with your natural genius.